Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
Oh, it's kind of cut off. Huh. Man, see this? I was trying to, like, just turn it down manually. But apparently, it's just, I do that. There we go.
Interesting.
So, welcome. This is Fernando, or Frodo the Centrist, a.k.a. Frodo the Centrist, and my co-host, D-A-W-N, Lady D. Welcome to our show for tonight. It is Monday again. Monday night. On Monday, every Monday, we talk about health and nutrition.
That is right, because you never know who's listening, and you know, our listeners, you may or may not be interested in this information that we are sharing, but you probably know at least two people that do want to know this information. So go ahead and share it with them, because it may be an answer to their prayers, it may be a solution to their problem. And, you know, all we're doing this because we want to help people. You know, this is our business. I mean, we do health and nutrition, but guess what? We also help people start their own businesses. We help people get websites if they already have existing business, small to medium-sized businesses. We also have this really nice product that is called Debt Shredder. It helps you. It teaches you how to pay off your debt and save money at the same time, just by the way you, it's, I don't even know what it's called. It's like algorithm or what. You put all your debt into this tool and it tells you which one's gonna, that you should pay off first. And it's like, more debt you have, the more confusing it is. So that's when you definitely want to be getting one of the products that we have is called a Debt Shredder. You can contact us on Facebook through Shapalys, S-H-O-P-A-L-Y-S. Now, of course, you know, our friends and family know that we have, sometimes people don't like us because of our out, you know, our beliefs politically. So unfortunately, we had like a doxing on our Facebook page, but we're not letting that stop us, right?
That is correct. Yeah. Right now, tonight, we're going to be talking about the on our health and healthy lifestyles, and called from your office to your bedroom. We're going to be talking about some of the things like that with our guests, the one and only
Aubrey Luke.
Good evening, Aubrey.
Hello. Can you hear us?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you.
I can hear you really good. How's everything?
Everything is wonderful. It really is. I mean, business is booming. You know, all is well, right?
All right. That's
good. That is right. Our sales are up 50% this year. And wow, yeah. I am just amazed at like how many people, even the vision care. I mean, so many products have sold with the vision care for kids and adults. It's just, that's just one of the many products that I have noticed personally that have been selling, along with, of course, the OPC3.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Are you ready for the holiday coming up? Big holiday coming up. Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving coming up. Are you ready for that? I'm not, because there's a lockdown. Turkey. I just let all my turkeys, let them go. Because, you know, I don't have anything. Have nothing to do with them. So, with this holiday thing coming up, once again, you know, you might have your get your digestive enzyme with you at all times, you know, and yeah, don't forget to also, we have this called immunity.
Yeah, you're getting around people. You want this immunity. It's a tea that you drink. You add it with hot water.
Right. So, but tonight we are going to talk about mainly is the, you know, the performance in a bedroom.
Yeah.
A little awkward, a little more awkward for some.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we should make a disclaimer. Let's make some disclaimer. Okay. Just so you guys know, family and friends, if you are embarrassed about any kind of issues you're having in the bedroom, I think we're going to cover topics that, you know, that products that may be able to help you in other areas. So if you want to keep it discreet. But also, the other disclaimer is that if you have an emergency in America, call 911. And, of course, you can talk to your doctor before taking any kind of supplementation. Now, if you go to your doctor, you want to take a supplementation, you can just ask them, is there anything in here that will harm me? Okay, so that's the way to ask your doctor, because some doctors, they do not want to get into health and nutrition. So, so those are our disclaimer, and let's go ahead and talk about something that, you know, affects both men and women, and I'm excited that Aubrey Luke has some knowledge. She's been in this business for 18 years, and she works with doctors, and it's just, you know, we want to share this information. Like I said, we said earlier, we're out there to help people. So if you don't want to talk about, like, you know, these listen to these fake about the bedroom and things like that, you feel free to tune out. But visit our website, Shapaly, Shopaly.com. So here's our topic. Go ahead, Fernando.
Well, okay. All right. Yeah, signs of poor health in a bedroom for men and women. Those are the topics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know. I don't even know where to start.
Well, you have women up there. That's why I'm laughing. So what shall we talk about, men's problems or women's first?
Well, I can talk about men's problems. you know, I mean, it's like they're saying there's, you know, the intimate moments in the bedroom, right, with your man, or man in your life, you know, it's they're very important, and it creates this bonding, right? This is between the husband and the wife. She's laughing already. She's
well, yeah, it's a bonding because the thing fits in the thing, and that's the way.
Okay, that's just silly. I'm talking about. it also be like emotionally.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So, but as you age, you know, this the drives declined, and if you notice that, like you as a man, if you notice that you're frequently going in the bathroom, you know, like maybe 3 to 4 times, you know, in your not a day, but what I'm talking about,
in
like
the
in the night when you're sleeping. That can, you know, be the sign of declining sex drive.
Really?
Right. That's according to the doctors and all that.
Interesting. So it has to do with the prostate.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and also the statistics shows that the American men are less likely than women to see a doctor regularly for checkups, according to that. And also, since women are make 8% of the healthcare decisions, the influence on that really matters.
Oh wow! So like, the wife doesn't like sex. She's not gonna be like, "Hey, my husband don't want to have sex anymore.
Right.
I'm not calling the doctor for you."
Yeah. So the volume of the frequency of the you going to the bathroom, urine, everything, you know, that could be some signs of problems. Now, let me ask Aubrey on that. How or where a man can start, you know, to address those issues?
Yeah, I think it's a really important thing, and no one should be afraid of it or ashamed of it. I mean, our bodies are what we live in, and so I think what's really important, and males are, you know, how do I say it? Like the ego, or to get too proud about. But I think where we need to start, it's all about circulation. So, again, a lot of like, just like if we had a cold, a lot of people say, oh, I should be on antibiotics, right? Well, the body is a natural healer, right? So,
mm-hmm.
obviously, it's a circulation issue, because when a guy gets a hard on, there's increased blood flow to the genitals, right? So
yep.
obviously there's a circulation problem, or it also could be an early sign of a cardiovascular issue as well. So so if your guy's not hard, obviously it may not be you. It may be like a health issue, an underlying issue behind it. It could be cardiovascular, whatever have you. So instead of just taking the blue pill to cover it up, you know, that could cause more health challenges. So what I would suggest is that we do have a product called OPC3. And a doctor named Dr. Stephen Lamb, and he talks about, there's actually a book that he wrote called The Hardness Factor, believe it or not. And he talks about how pycnogenol, which is in our product, OPC3, actually talks about our product, OPC3, and how it can help with the circulation. So where do we start? It would be with OPC3, because if we have improved circulation in our bloodstream, it's also going to improve circulation for the genitals, right? And in the bedroom. So that's where we want to start. We do also have a prime time performance formula as well that has like the horny goat weed and some other herbals and botanicals. Horny goat weed. Yeah, it's an herbal. It sounds really funny. I mean, instead of going with just a pill that you don't know how long the hard-on's going to last, or I've heard some stories of where some men get these, like, implants to make it, like to pump it up to make it hard, and I've heard that's not really good on the receiving end of that. So if you can salvage what you got, these are some natural ways to go about sexual health, you know, with the OPC3 and then the prime time with horny goat weed, which has a range of botanicals that help stimulate the circulatory system and the male genitalia. But yes, as you're right, like you said, as the men age over 30, there are issues with prostate, and also we have two different kinds of prostate forms as well that men over the age of 30 should be on for preventative health, because you don't want to be down the road where it could end up into enlarged prostate or prostate cancer. Then you can't really, it's really difficult to have sex after that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So that is the
prevention
OPC3.
Is key.
Prevention is key. Okay.
Yes, the OPC3 and the Prime Men Performance that has the horny goat. So that is good that Aubrey brought that up about the circulatory system. And so like I said in the beginning of this show, that for our family and friends or people that want discreetly, you know, you can order the OPC3 to start off with if you want. But, I mean, it's not a bad thing to get health and nutrition with the horny goat either, you know.
So, right.
I mean,
maybe your man's not excited. There you go. You can start with that.
Yeah, you know, and then like, go ahead and like, the thing is like, we're trying to help people. That's the goal of our business, is to help people. And men out there listening, if you if you have a problem with performing, the thing is, your wife might think you're getting it somewhere else, and you just might not be in the mood. So what is that piece between you and your wife worth to you, right? I mean, like on our website, you can get products that range from $10 all the way to $70, and you can even get a trial size of like the OPC3 for like about $32. I mean, what is it worth to you? I mean, like, your wife is accusing you of getting it somewhere else, but you really know. I mean, like, you can't just blame your wife if, like, you were, like, really into it and now you're not, because, you know. So
right.
Just wanted to put that out there for men that might be like, I don't care.
And also for the men, you know, you should really go to your doctor and talk to the doctor. Because that can also lead into like some more serious problems, you know, including some cardiac, you know, disease or kidneys, diabetes, high cholesterol, it's on the list here. Nerve injuries, obesities, lack of physical fitness, smoking, high blood pressures. So that OPC3 actually that you guys mentioned will actually tackle all those kind of problems. That would, you know, this OPC3 is an overall, you know, an anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, that's
right?
That's probably why it's been around for at least 20 years, and we have it in the isotonic form.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's very valuable because people can absorb it right away and it goes right to work. In fact, I heard a doctor saying how our OPC3 goes through and cleans the blood. And if you have plaque buildup in your arteries, it will help to start taking away that plaque.
Right.
And it's like what Aubrey said earlier. Aubrey was said that like that can like your if you have a poor circulation in your heart, it will manifest in other areas, including
mm-hmm.
erectile dysfunction.
Or ED.
Or ED.
Add.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So don't wait. Don't wait. Start taking the OPC3 and also Prime Men Performance. Is that what it is, right? Because I don't like going to doctors either. I don't like going to doctors, especially,
right.
especially for that, you know, that kind of problem. I mean, could you imagine going to a doctor and you got to have to discuss with your doctor that you have, you know, erectile dysfunction?
Right. That's why we're saying, like we said in the disclaimer, we said that, you know, you can go to a doctor if you want to. We're not saying don't go to the doctor, but if you're the type that doesn't like to go to the doctor and you want to try something, why not try this? You know, the OPC3 and I'm looking up the Prime. It's a Prime line. Men's Performance. Yes.
Okay. So now, what about the women? I mean, it doesn't have to be men that's having problems or lose the desire to do things in bed.
Well,
women,
I think a lot of women don't have that desire to begin with.
Well, first of all, women doesn't have to have an erection to perform.
Makes more work for the man.
Right. So,
yes, let's discuss the woman. Is there anything that can help the woman to want more? Listen up, men. Maybe you want to get this for your wife.
Yeah. Well, obviously, again, OPC3 is going to help with circulation, right? So there is more blood flow that comes down there when it comes to orgasms or, you know, whatever have you, or getting wet or whatever have you for the proper lubrication. So obviously, as women age, right, there might not be as much lubrication. So
yeah, I heard that.
So the OPC3 would help. We have a product called Feminine, which helps with the herbal, and it would help with the, you know, with the female organs and balancing out the hormones as well. And we also, mm-hmm. I believe we have a libido formula, or it's getting reformulated, and that will help increase lubrication as well as intensify the orgasms. So
wow.
That's like another great product as well, if that interests you. So another thing that is for both men and women that I know is a factor that gets in the way of the bedroom is stress. And sometimes people don't want to have sex because they're stressed out, or, you know, you may have Ed, like, right? Like,
yeah.
Or
right.
You may be all crabby and dried up. But the B vitamins, the B complex, isotonic, helps with stress. So, and obviously the more sex you have, the more happy you will be too. You know, it also, it is human, and I think it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's part of who we are in our bodies, and it's something that you should be doing, you know, and not enough people are doing it. So I think it's, you know, it's a healthy thing. It's a natural thing. And if you're having challenges, like, there are ways that we can help you overcome it. So, and it could cost you, it could save you millions of dollars, right? Like,
yes.
Divorce lawyers, whatever have you.
Yes.
So if you don't have that connection between the two, then it is very difficult to sustain a happy marriage or relationship if that connection is broken. So some of you say that's not for me, but is it worth it to save your marriage? Is it worth it? Yeah, for your overall health or things down the road? Absolutely. It is so worth it. And if you love someone, I think it's definitely, you know, got to check out these products and what they could do for you as well.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It's like a good, I mean, like even your kids can benefit from that. If like, you know, because a lot of times, like I said, like woman might accuse the man of cheating and he might not be cheating. He just having some issues. And then now it's a broken family. I mean, like there's things out there that can help. I mean, sometimes people are searching for answers and they just don't know where to look. That's why we're doing this show. I know that like when Aubrey brought it up that like, why don't we talk about this? We were like, okay, we're going to go out there and we're going to talk about this because we care about people. You know, it's like, I know that like, it's not very common for people to talk about. Somebody has to talk about it. Somebody has to, you know, let people know there's an answer. There's an answer for this. It could be like $30 or $50 a month answer. I mean, like maybe you don't have a lot of money, but like, is there a way for you to get that money? Let's, you know, you can always look us up on Facebook on our Facebook page, Shapalys. That's Shopalys. Reach out to us, you know, reach out to us on a YouTube or reach out, find a way, call into our show, you know, because what we want to do is help people, you know? And it's like, there can, I mean, you're not too young to be doing, to be looking for your health, even if you're 40 and you're 40 year old, because I know someone had a heart attack when they were 45 and that was decades ago. And we recently had a friend pass away and he was 42. He had a heart attack, you know, our someone else that we know, they were 30 and they passed away. It's just like, you know, you never know. And if you can take precautions, of course, ultimately it's in the Lord's hands. But if you take precautions, this might be an answer to your prayers.
Right. And then, you know, to improve that sex health lifestyle, I mean, that's really important to your health, the overall health. The benefits, there's a lot of benefits on that. One of them are it can lower blood pressure, better immune system. Yeah, those are benefits.
So if you have, if you like benefit of having sex, obviously we're not telling you sleep around.
Right.
We're talking about those... between husbands. You know, someone you trust, because like if you sleep around, then
that's on you.
You could get like, you know, AIDS or something. So.
yeah, better health, better heart health overall. That's possibly including
lower blood pressure.
Lower risk of heart disease. Actually improve your self-esteem.
Yeah, because like I mean, if your spouse doesn't want to touch you, how does that affect your self-esteem? I mean, I guess you can go on, but like some women are really sensitive to that. Like, why my husband must be getting it from somewhere else?
Right.
He might not be attracted to me anymore, and that might not be what's going on at all.
Yeah, it also decreased depressions and anxiety when you have a really good sex. You know, sex life.
That increase is good to know.
Libido, yeah. in the immediate natural pain relief.
I believe that.
Really? Okay.
I believe that.
Also, it gives you better sleep, increase intimacy and closeness to your partner, and it's just an overall stress reduction. So yeah, that's so improve that, and you will have a good life. Good
yeah.
life. You know.
You know, you might still have at regular day problems, but this will decrease the problems.
Yeah.
Other stuff. Yeah, I heard that. Even kissing can lower your blood pressure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
That's what I heard, according to science. But, you know, there's other ways, too. Like, I mean, when we're talking about in the bedroom performance, like when the woman is dry down there, as they say, when she, you know, white chicks. Where the guy was like, your mama's so old, and blows out the powder. That's what I think about. What I keep hearing, when you get older, you don't have that thing down there that you need, and then you need to go to the store and buy something else, right? It's like a, what is that, like a synthetic or whatever. But why not just do it naturally through the herbals and then get more benefit, like for your heart health and for your, you know, your vision? Because like OPC3 helps with night vision too, you know. So yeah, right.
So,
go ahead.
No, I'm just looking at the effects of lacking sexuality in the bedroom. There's a lot of think percentage of people that need more than just sex. That's what the
It says that in speaking of that, like I was thinking about, like when people said that once you get married, sex stops. Maybe you should get, the next time you go to a wedding, you should get the couple to OPC3.
Once you get married, sex stops. Wow.
You know, like every time there comes an event that they're inviting you to, bring them some bliss, bring them some.
Yeah.
Bring them something to relieve their stress naturally, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a couple. It's like, you know, the more you were together, I mean, of course you're gonna get in each other's nerves. Some things will be, it's just gonna be going up and down. You know, as you age, like in, you know, over like 50 or 60, you know, the sexual desire is not gonna be there. You know, the testosterone, the level of testosterone is not going to be there. So you need to get those, because your brain not going to be able to produce a lot of those to sustain that. So you have to get those from supplements, from other source, rather than, you know, your brain thing.
Do we have anything for testosterone, Aubrey?
Good question. Testosterone, again, I'm a huge proponent on the prostate care, which would help. But the other product that we have, believe it or not, is called Prime Secretagog.
Okay.
And it's, let me see here. It is what it is. It's in our anti-aging line. And what it does is not adding unnatural HGH. It's actually, it tickles your pituitary gland to re-stimulate your own natural process. And that sometimes, again, exercising, lifting weights produces testosterone, but so does this product in conjunction. Helps with joint health, metabolic rate, helps with sexual vitality, immune health, cardiovascular health, energy, building muscle mass. So obviously there's so many benefits on this product, and it's a safe and natural way, because there are some people who do HGH, but it has very harmful side effects, and this helps stimulate our own natural process. So it's an anti-aging product. It's called Prime Secretagog HGH on Shabali.com, and this would help improve the testosterone, because, yeah, some men, believe it or not, are getting breast, okay? Some men are having too much estrogen, and I was like, oh, my gosh, so you see men now, because I'm a breast cancer survivor, and you learn a lot of breast health. And I'm like, I see guys, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this guy's got breasts. And then I was doing some research. I'm like, wow, so some men are getting their breasts removed because they're having so much estrogen. If a man has so much estrogen, obviously he's not going to want to have so much sex. That could throw off, you know, the sex drive too, because men need more testosterone, and working out and with this, that could cause a lot of issues. But estrogen, if we have too much estrogen too, we're talking about hormones here. Even with men, it will cause very negative effects. And there's estrogen in food and hand washes and skincare products. And there's, it's crazy. It's all over the place. And that's why now you're seeing men with breast cancer, men with breast. I mean, it blows my mind. It's not just fat. I mean, I've seen a skinny man with breast, and I was like, whoa, You got way too much estrogen. That's like, that is something you definitely need to go talk to your doctor about. Not just to take a supplement, but I mean, yes, a supplement will help, but you need to be under some medical care. You know, if that is happening for you, you definitely need to go see a physician and to see what they could do for you, because that's not normal, you know.
Yeah, I actually know someone, a male, that had breast cancer, and sadly the breast cancer research, you know, when they help women with breast cancer, the funding, they wouldn't help him because he was a male and not a female.
Yeah, that, it affects males too. Mm-hmm. It affects males. It has no, and you could be as young as 19 years old with breast cancer now. It's not just when you're 40. How I found mine, I was 40 years old and I had my first mammogram. So it was already there. So it doesn't discriminate, you know, and, you know, you have to be aware of it too. But that, I mean, also health challenges. If something's not right, that could be another reason why someone's not having sex with you, you know. Something going on with your partner too. So that could be something too, but to look at.
Right. And that's really interesting about how like estrogen can be found in skincare and hand wash, because a lot of people don't know that.
My estrogen positive, so I mean it is what it is, but it feeds off of that. So there's different kinds of breast cancer. There's tons of different kinds of breast cancers, but that's one thing to be aware of, you know, where certain foods can create more estrogen, you know, and that's something to look at too as well.
Yes.
So
that's right.
Yeah.
And so that's the
exactly.
Go ahead.
No, for women of all ages, there's a common dysfunction is called the hypoactive sexual desire disorder. I didn't know this disorder. It's called HSDD, which is the persistent loss of interest of or desire in bedroom intimacy. Huh. So yeah, and also in postmenopausal women, other conditions besides HSDD can also cause sexuality in the bedroom to decrease, to go away.
Mm-hmm.
So the postmenopausal woman, what do you recommend for them?
For postmenopausal, meaning after the menopause?
Postmenopausal. You know?
I would still suggest, you know, the OPC3 and the feminine, because the feminine is not only for like, you know, your teenager who has PMS, but what it also helps with hot flashes. And again, just because the menopause doesn't mean they don't want to have, they're done having sex. I think you're done having sex when you die. I think that's the truth. So it is true. So that would help strengthen your female organs, even if they're moving into a different phase, but also would help keep the lubrication and keep everything balanced, because when women do go through those changes, hormones get off kilter. And another complaint that some women have is hot flashes. So this is something that also has been recommended for women who are going through that transition, and that would help. Because some people sweat a lot, I believe, or they sweat overnight. I'm not sure. But if you are going through the change or transition, those are two products, again, that would recommend for your sexual health as well as your female health as well.
Good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to know, because, like, I've heard a lot about, you know, the menopause that it lasts for years, and it can make women feel like they're going crazy, I heard. It's like all the emotional roller coaster that they go through. And then on top of that, they have hot flashes, and then like 20 seconds later, they're cold.
Right.
Imagine that for like 4 years. That's good to know. Feminine can help you out with that. Feminine.
Sounds feminine.
Yeah.
Feminine. Yeah. So there's a mainly that's the top five reasons women don't enjoy sex. Let me go through them and we'll see what it is. So number one, the number one right is stress. Stress can do a number of things on your libido. That's what libido.
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 Yeah. Stress. Tackle your stress.
Yeah, that would be like the isotonic B vitamins. Is that right, Aubrey, for stress or the bliss?
Yeah. The activated B vitamins would be probably my first go-to, along with the bliss. We have a product called Bliss. And then we also have a product in their TLS line, which is called ACT, which stands for Adrenal Cortisol and Thyroid Support, again, which helps with those hormones, those stress hormones like cortisol. We produce more cortisol when we're stressed out. So those would be my three recommendations when it comes to stress, along with maybe I'll throw in a fourth one. We have a product called cannabiquin, which is the CBD oil along with the black cumin seed extract. And what's really different with the cannabiquin is that the black cumin seed extract is really makes it unique.
Yeah.
So that is a product that helps with stress, helps your cholesterol, your triglycerides. We talked about cardiovascular health, bronchial health. I think people are interested in their bronchial tubes right now and breathing. And it really helps you feel calm. Because if you're calm, right, some people will have a glass of wine to get in the mood or to get excited. You could have take a couple cannabiquin and you could be ready for sexy time. So
sexy time.
Because if you relax, because sometimes the husband's like, just relax and it's not going to hurt.
Sexy time, like Borat would say. Sexy time. How much?
So that's the CBD oil, cannabiquin.
Cannabiquin, huh?
Cannabiquin.
All right, then number two for that, reasons women don't enjoy sex would be pain. Pain during sex is like a flashing neon sign that telling you there's something wrong. You know, it's like when you see your partner's face making all that kind of face, like, you know, like, what's going on? What's wrong? You're not enjoying it. If the woman's not enjoying it, man is not enjoying it.
Are you sure about that?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, how would you, like,
good guys.
Well, the good guys. Yeah, of course. I mean, if you got, like, if you have, you know, if you're laying down there and you and your face is making a facial expression like you stepped on a bottle of, you know, bottle, and then there's something wrong.
So if you're with your partner and then it's the female is not happy, the male is affected?
Why, of course. Yes. How could you?
Yeah, guys don't like it all painful and dry. They like it nice and wet. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't like.
It's
we
like
don't
your
like,
burn.
Well, we don't like hitting sandpaper. You know, like if it feels like sandpaper, it's dry.
Okay, I thought you.
Man
doesn't like that pain. I thought it. I was talking about if the woman has a facial expression of pain.
No pain. Like say, it has something to do with, like, say, if you have like some type of pelvic floor dysfunctions.
Yeah.
It's a common condition.
Really?
Right.
What is
so
that?
So you're not going to enjoy that, and man is not going to enjoy it. Man, I mean, me, for example, I don't enjoy that, you know, when, so, you know, you're in pain or something, like it's something bothering you. That's not.
Yeah, like when I my ankle hurts or something. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, whatever. The number three is.
Well, wait. I want to go back.
Okay, go back.
Aubrey, have you heard of this pelvic dysfunction?
Yes.
What is that?
I work with a friend who is, she's actually a a woman physical therapist. And yes, it's very common. So two things with those situations is obviously you drink enough water, because if you drink adequate amounts of water, it should be more lubricated. The second thing is, yes, do your pelvic exercises, not just your Kegels, but there is like a whole set of exercises that you could do to help strengthen your pelvic floor muscles, just like we work out our biceps or triceps. If you go on Pinterest, you could just put in pelvic floor exercises. That will help bring it in, as well as like some Benoit balls. They're like these balls you could put in your vagina, and it works out your vagina. Like, so
really? It's a vagina exercise?
It will be tip top shape. Yes. Because if we work out all our other muscles, we have to work out those muscles too.
Yeah, that will teach you how to that will teach the women how to spread eagle.
Yes,
<That's
like> yoga.
No, yoga.
Yoga helps you learn how to stretch more.
Right.
Relax while you're stretching.
Well, if it's lower stretching, yes.
I didn't know what to say.
A pelvic floor.
No, there's exercises. So when a woman says, "I exercise today," maybe the man can say, "What kind of exercise?"
Well, yeah,
that
doesn't mean.
And then when he hears that she did a pelvic exercise, he'll probably be excited.
The pelvic exercise targets that pelvic flexor.
Yeah.
On your hips.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
I thought it's inside. Okay.
Well, yeah, the muscle is inside.
She said there's a ball you put in there.
That too?
There is. They're called Benoit balls. There is stuff that you can put insert in your vagina, and you keep it there for like maybe 30 minutes to like an hour. And what it does, it helps kind of like helps you do the Kegels for you, but it helps strengthen the pelvic floor exercise so that it strengthens inside. Because after you have a baby, you know, things get stretched out. You got to bring it back in, you know.
I wonder how big is the ball.
Well, there's different sizes, so.
Oh.
Right?
Like
beginner, intermediate, or advanced, but mostly it's like regular. But that's the way, because that's another thing that women don't want to have sex with. They're like, oh, yeah, my
like
vagina's tennis not right. No, not that big. Like, I was
maybe they have the colors of.
Oh, it's color coordinated too. That's what these.
Yes. What do you call it? Like a rubber ball. You ever see like one of those bouncy balls?
Yeah.
That. And then it has like a cord on it. And then you stick it in and it's supposed to tie things in. So, you have to.
What if it gets
like go dry?
Yeah, because you want to be able to pull it out. You know?
Yeah.
If it gets stuck, you got to go to gynecologist and he'll ask you why you have.
Yeah, that's what you got a lot of training to do to a gynecologist when he has to take that one out.
No, you can just pull it out. You can just pull it out.
Yeah, because it has a string.
Yeah.
But if there's no string, then you're in trouble.
Oh, you think you can push him out?
Yeah, maybe like just picture you're pushing out a baby and then.
Right.
Yeah,
especially if you have like
could.
Five kids.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yep.
If you have five kids, you're probably going to need a bowling ball. It's a joke. All right. Moving on. Number three is psychological causes. That's one of the reasons why women. Three is the underlying anxiety or depression can get in the way of your sex drive. So again, depressions, B12, take some B12, OPC3, right? That's what the
and also vitamin D.
Vitamin D
plays a role in if people are depressed sometimes, they actually have I was researching the other day, they have a lack of vitamin D that can cause depression in some people. They don't have to necessarily take those antidepressants because there's natural natural solutions. And the sad thing is, like, I know some people feel like they need the antidepressant, but there's a lot of natural solutions. And for me personally, when I look at the side effects of those antidepressants, like, it scares me because, like, first of all, when you're depressed, some people, they have a suicidal thought. And it says that if you take the antidepressant, it can increase that thought. There's, like, a possible side effect. So wouldn't you want to try something natural?
Yeah.
That's just me, like, you know, I don't know. I don't like taking medicine, especially if it has one of those warning that there's a, you might be more likely to.
Side effects.
Like, yeah.
They tell a lot of the side effects.
Yeah. So vitamin D, vitamin B, OPC3. And what was the other one that you mentioned, Aubrey?
Bliss or also cannabiquin would help too with that, because that helps get your mind right. But also omegas. Again, here we are with, you know, there's some of these same products we keep mentioning as well. But yes, I know that if you're on, like, let's say Lexapro, which is an antidepressant or whatever have you, your sex drive dramatically decreases.
Wow.
Yeah, so
it's I think it's like a chain reaction. You feel depressed, then now you don't want to, you know, have a sexual relations with your partner, and then you're tempted to think he's going elsewhere, and then you feel like a low self-esteem, and it's just like a cycle. And it's like, so people listening, why don't you try something natural? Ask your doctor. Take the on our website, shapaly.com, shopaly.com. You can actually, like, type things in that we're talking about. If you don't remember the exact name, you could type in vitamin D and it will pull up the products, whether they're isotonics, you know, or whatever kind of products we have, the omegas. You can just type that into the search bar. And then on that, there's a label that you can just, like, you can either print off, you can screen capture, or you can take it to your doctor's office and say, is there anything in here that can harm me? If your doctor, that will make your doctor have to look at the ingredients. And if he knows things about health and nutrition, he will speak up. But if you ask your doctor, can I take these? Most doctors will just brush it aside and say, you don't need it. Say, I don't know, it's up to you. You know, so, like, you have to ask some specific questions about if anything in there can harm you. A lot of the things in a lot of ingredients, like in OPC3, it's like a natural ingredient that you can eat, like, you know, grapes. Can you eat grapes? This has a red wine extract. This has a grapeseed extract, you know. So a lot of the products that we have, it's like food, like things you can get naturally from food, but it's more economical, because if you're going to go buy the food to get the quantity of what's in our nutritional supplement, you're going to be spending a lot of money compared to that bottle if you want the same kind of level of, like, milligrams and things like that. So.
Right. So, yeah, number four.
Sure.
Here it goes again with low libido. You know?
Libido, that's a lubrication.
No, it's in your...
it's your sex.
Oh, it's the drive. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what they, it's part of the what they call an HSDD. The
like,
hyper,
they're like, I just have to lay
sexual.
Here. I just have to lay here, and they're not enjoying it. And then the husband gets frustrated, or the spouse.
Right.
And then because they're just laying there, they're not enjoying it. So it's
yeah,
like,
definitely.
Yeah. Number five is actually having trouble with arousal and orgasm.
Interesting.
That's your problem, ladies. The women don't enjoy sex. Number five.
Well, maybe the spouse needs to help her have that. Is there any... Oh, yeah, I think Aubrey mentioned a product earlier that increases orgasm. What was that called again, Aubrey?
Yeah, that's the prime time for women. So it's a libido formula.
Yeah.
So it will help increase blood flow to the clitoris, you know, to the vagina. You know, you'll have more contractions, you know what I mean? And it will increase because orgasm is like overflow of emotions and increased blood flow. So that's what it will do. So that should help as well. That's a great product.
Good.
You know.
Here you go, guys.
Yeah, there you go. You can find that on the Shopaly.com, Shopaly.com. Find that.
Yes, and then remember, guys, OPC3 also improves circulation. So if you are if you can't afford like a lot of products, that's a key product that helps a lot of things. These other products we're mentioning is products that can also help you. If you can get both, that's great. If you can only get one, sometimes we mention like the main one is OPC3, but sometimes like if you're tired, you might want to choose the B vitamins because that gives you energy and that makes you feel, that's a feel good vitamin. Like we talked about before, you know, it helps with is that the nervous or the neuro system in the body that helps with the B vitamins, Aubrey?
Both. It helps with your nervous system and your neurological system as well. So yeah, absolutely. Everything with your nerves. So obviously, you know, you say, oh, you're getting on my nerves. Well, that's stress. So that's something that would definitely help with your whole electrical system as well, because we're not just bones and mass or muscle. We're also electricity as well.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you guys believe we've been almost talking an hour about this? I mean, I was wondering if we could make it through an hour. Like, we were like at 7, like, you know, about 7:20, and I was like, what else can we talk about? And look at that. It's been almost an
hour.
So we're just trying to, like, enlighten people. You know, you're not alone. If you don't feel like that desire anymore, there's help out there. And I would like to point something out that I've learned over the years. A lot of times people said, I have aches and I have pains. And then the doctor replies, well, it's part of getting older. Or sometimes the doctor says, like, if you have floaters in the eyes, they said, well, you'll just have to live with it. Why? Because they don't have an answer to what you're asking them. Like, there are things out there that can help you with like, not being in pain all the time. There's things out there naturally that can help you with that. There's things naturally that might be able to help your vision to improve, to decrease floaters. There's things out there. So when your doctor tells you it's just a part of getting older, maybe you should look for a new doctor or bring that doctor information, you know? Because like with sex, like people are like, oh, it's normal to not want to have sex once you're like 40 or 50. What? I've heard about like 80 year old guys that want to still do it with like, they just tell you it's part of getting older, but what if like you could be feeling young, but you're 80 years old? What if there's a way?
Oh, there's
wouldn't you want to know the way? Or you just want to act like you have to walk like snail because you're in so much pain and grumpy because you're not getting any and then you don't want any, or maybe you want some and the person you're with don't want any, and there's a solution to your problem.
Yeah.
Can you guys share this video or share this like blog talk with people? I'm telling you, you know at least two people that can be helped by this, what we're talking about. Even doctors. Direct your doctor to talk to us. Get in contact with us somehow because we are about to go through training to work with doctors. And Aubrey works with doctors. We can get them. What was that? I don't know if you attended the training, the convention about the nutraceuticals this weekend, Aubrey, but they were mentioning about like that the consultant fee that most doctors, if they want to implement wellness into their practice, whether it's a doctor or a dentist, chiropractor, it costs them $10,000 and then they still have to go find the research themselves. But we give that to the doctors. If they partner with us, we give them that information. So many doctors are thankful for that because everything is like they need flyers to put in their office, you know. Guys, if you have doctors, direct them to us. We're going to work with them.
to so that they can be more informed, especially those doctors that said it's just part of getting older. You just have to live with it. I mean, yeah, it's good to live, you know, but what if there's another way and you can still live, but you can live pain-free? What about that, guys?
Pain-free and with a hard-on.
Yeah.
That's what,
yeah, a natural one, not a one natural. With a side effect. Yeah. Speaking of, Viagra was actually designed for helping heart, and the side effect was hard-on. And that's how it became
hard-on
thing.
That's what I heard.
Because it was actually developed to help the heart.
Right, so it's kind of like it's all linked to your heart. So guys, women and men. So if you are having a problem within this area, you know what? You know this information will really help you. You know, if you have anything that, talk. Of course, you have to talk to someone first. You got to talk to your spouse, your partner, and see what you can do. And there's help out there, like all the supplements that we discuss. And all this, there's ways to what they call like spice up the bedrooms, you know, if that's your thing, you know, that includes like a whip or something, you know,
no.
That's all you, that's all on you. But, naturally we have something that can offer you that'll help you naturally, just like what Aubrey was saying earlier. So, final thoughts, Aubrey, what do you have to say?
Final thoughts are that don't wait until you have a problem. Like, I would start today on your sexual health, like, you know, strengthening your organs, you know, take a look at some of these great products. You know, if there is something concerning you, definitely go talk to your health, you know, provider. But, you know, don't wait until it's too late, you know, with regret. Nope. But make sure that, you and your spouse first. I think it's one of the things that gets like left on the wayside or at the bottom of the list, but I think it's one of the things that needs to be on top of the list, because we could have less stress, we could have a better quality of life, we could perform better at work, we could sleep better if we put our love life, right, and our sex life at top of the list, if we made it first. I really think everything else would be in better perspective for all of us. So don't wait until it's too late.
That's right.
All right. Don't wait until it's too late. That's right, guys. Take action today or tonight or tomorrow. take action right away. Go to Shapaly.com, Shopaly.com. Takes all those, search all those supplements and, you know, the products that we mentioned.
Right, because like I said, we have a search bar, very easy to use search bar. Our products are set apart from other products because a lot of our are isotonic, which means they're highly bioavailable compared to if you're taking a pill or a capsule. And just put in the search bar OBC3 or horny goat or cannabiquin. You know, it will pull up what it is. And then, you know, if you have questions, let us know and, you know, share this with other people, because there are people that are having problems right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I would like to thank Aubrey once again for joining us to discuss once again what matters most is your health. Well, in this particular episode, we're talking about your sexual health for women and men. There's a lot of information that was brought was discussed, and this is recorded, so you can always, you know, come back and download it and play it on your favorite streaming device, you know.
Yes.
So once again, thank you, Aubrey, and my name is Frodo the Centrist with my co-host Lady D with the American flag hat on. You can't see it on Block Talk Radio, but you can see it in live stream on YouTube, you know. But once again, we'll talk to you again. Until next time, voila! Keep it hard on. I don't know how to get this game up with